Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
We mentioned in Newsy Bits that the Police Service of Northern Ireland is encouraging people to be on the lookout for these, as they're called, romance scammers, like what we see in Netflix, Tinder, Swindler. Well, Chair of the Scamwise NI Partnership, Superintendent Jared Pollock, is on the line now to tell me more. Good morning, Superintendent Pollock. How are you?
I'm well, Jennifer.
Oh, good. Listen, thank you so much for doing this at such short notice. So can you tell us, what is the Scamwise NI Partnership? What is that?
So yeah, Scamwise is a partnership of really statutory groups, community groups, voluntary sector, faith groups and business in Northern Ireland. And what we are trying to do is really raise awareness of scams, educate the public and ultimately try and prevent members of the public becoming the victim of a scam as they start to develop and become prevalent across Northern Ireland and wider. We're into our sixth year now, so we've been doing that for the last 6 years, and as the partnership has grown, we now represent 46 groups, right, or organisations right across Northern Ireland.
Are you that busy? I mean, let's talk about these romance scams, because when we think about them or we see them on Netflix or whatever, we usually think they only take place in these beautiful exotic locations, but that's not the case. This is happening here in Ireland, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In 2021, we've seen 80 of these types of scams reported to the Police Service of Northern Ireland. So it's something that happens here, and it's something that happens to people where we live and where we are.
And is this, do these scams, I mean, that's 80 that we know of and have been reported, but these scams, are they more common at certain times of year?
So what we understand, obviously, given the nature of the scam, this goes on for a protracted period of time because it's about building up a relationship,
yeah,
about building trust. So what we do see is that they become, or they are reported at certain times of year, so when there's an expectation or where that relationship breaks down. So I suppose what we're trying to do at this time of the year is highlight the potentiality or the propensity for people to become the victim of these. And we see that around sort of key events like Christmas time and, yes, indeed, like Valentine's Day, when people may go in search of that companionship, that friendship, and indeed in love, in search of love.
And how much could one of these scams cost a victim? What are you seeing out there?
So what we've seen is victims losing up to £130,000. As a result of these types of scams.
Wow.
Which is a devastating amount of money, but that goes alongside, obviously, the pain and the trauma that comes with what they have invested in terms of a relationship that they thought they were building with this individual who's actually a criminal and a scammer.
Absolutely. Okay, so how can you spot a scammer?
Well, we say that there are some key traits that you can do in order to prevent yourself becoming a victim of these scams. So quite often, these scammers will try and get you off the app or the dating website that you've met them on. So we would say the first thing that you should do is stay on the app, because those apps and those websites will have inbuilt security mechanisms, and also they will have measures in place to help you stop or prevent you becoming the victim of fake profiles. What they're also trying to do is they're trying to get you off those apps and those websites in case they get found out to be a faker and a fraudster and they get blocked off those apps. So they want you off the app. So we would say stay on the app or the dating website and don't move on to other forms of communications. The next thing we would say is you need to do a bit of research yourself.
Okay.
We would say that should start with checking their socials, check their social media, check their photos, and see whether they all match up in terms of what you've been told. Because what we see is that people and these fraudsters will create sort of dummy accounts and fake social media presences, but they're often very shallow. So they'll only have one or two photos on them and they'll have very bare-boned details. So a bit of research in terms of social media presence and the photos that are posted will give you an indication of whether or not this looks and feels like a genuine profile. And I suppose the last piece of advice I would have for your listeners is never ever send money to someone you haven't met in person. Never ever send money.
Don't be sending money. Come on. Absolutely not. 130 grand. Come on. Don't be. And sometimes that's over a period of time, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the way they get you into this sort of thought process of sending money is they say, I just need this money in order to pay for travel, or this one thing has come up and this is the problem that I need money in order to be able to meet you, or in order to be able to come and see you. And it's always just this one thing that I need help with the money for in order to be able to come and meet you. So I would say, however strong and compelling the story is, do not send money to anyone that you haven't met in person. Resist that temptation. It's never a good start to a friendship, companionship, or indeed what is perceived as a relationship. If someone's starting ask for money, just don't do it.
And would you say to women to come forward, or to men to come forward who have been scammed or feel they've been scammed? Because you said 80 incidents in 2022, and they're the ones that we know of. I would say, thinking of myself, if it happened to me, I would be a little bit embarrassed to come forward.
Absolutely. And I think, Jennifer, you raised an important point that this happens to both men and women.
Yeah.
It happens to people of all genders and all sexualities. And people do have a sense of embarrassment that they've fallen victim to this. And I think my ask would be, please come forward, because by coming forward, then we have the opportunity to identify the criminals and take steps not only to ban them from the sites and engage with these apps in terms of preventing them finding other victims, but also do what we can to try and find your money and get it back to you where we can. And I think there is no sense of embarrassment or shame that you should feel in coming forward and reporting this to the police service. We're absolutely here to take that report and do what we can to try and help you.
Well, thank you for that. And remember, folks, no matter how hot they are, don't send the money. Do not send money. Superintendent Gerard Pollock, thank you so much for joining me this morning for those great tips. And if people want to find out more tips online, where can they go?
You can go to our website at nidirect.gov.uk/scamwise-ni.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you so much for that. There we go. That was Superintendent Gerard Pollock, Chairman of the Scamwise Northern Ireland Partnership, an umbrella group highlighting scams in the community. Just there he was speaking about romance scams. They happen. It's not just like in America. This happens. This happens right here in our country. Do not be ashamed if it's happened to you. Please come forward and we can catch these feckers.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.